Do we really listen to each other? That's the question I'm asking now as I look at people trying to dialogue about what's going on in the world. Whether we're talking about COVID-19 and whether to wear masks or not, talking about the Black Lives Matter movement and how race relations are going, because I see so many people rushing to reply that they aren't processing what was said, whether it be in a Facebook stream, a Twitter stream, or in real life. People just want to respond. They want to defend their position. And hey, I'm going to be honest here. I've been guilty of it. I wasn't respectful of somebody else's experience, because so often when we hear things, we apply our experience to what we're hearing. And if something doesn't match up with our world experience, then I see people questioning it. I see me questioning it often. And it's fine to ask the speaker a question, a polite, hey, why do you think that way? Where does this come from? But it's not okay to apply our life experience to their response and negate it. We have to be careful because we all come from so many different walks of life. I am very privileged to have lived in many different places. I went to high school in the East Coast, grew up in Southern Illinois, went to college in Michigan, lived in Utah. I've lived on suburban settings, rural settings, not so much urban. And I can put myself in a lot of people's shoes, but obviously I can't put myself in everybody's shoes. I'm also lucky to have never had to worry about where my food's coming from. I've always had a meal on the table. I've always been in a place where a roof was over my head. So those situations, I have no experience. We have to remember that when we think about what happens in our neighborhood, it might not be what happens in somebody else's. We have to listen. And when we don't understand or it doesn't fit our norms, we have to ask questions instead of rushing to judgment, rushing to apply our experience. We have to slow down, not be reactionary. Go, oh, share our experience possibly, but that might not be the best place to start. Because that's trying to negate them. We don't want to say, but what we really need to do is, oh, I never have experienced that. Why is that? Or what is that? We have to be able to have meaningful conversations. I've found over the last few weeks when I've tried to have conversations, whether it be about the Confederate flag, which I have problems with because I'm going to relate the Confederate flag with a war that was fought in the 1800s and is the losing side. The war lasted 4 years. Why should it be flying in Michigan where we're in the North? I do understand that people in the South might value it differently, but I also would think, I would also question them because I see it as, you know, there was a more recent war fought in Germany, in Europe, and we don't fly that flag, the Nazi flag, anywhere. And everybody universally, when they see that symbol drawn somewhere or flown somewhere, denounces it. They don't say it's German pride. We don't see statues of Hitler all over Germany or any of his SS. But yet, here in the United States, because of the sensitivity of the war and because, you know, the war was over, we still allowed slavery for a while so the cotton could be picked on the fields. We wanted to amicably mend our country. We took away the land from some of these Confederate leaders and made it into Arlington National Cemetery, Robert E. Lee's plantation. But we still named places after them and we put up statues with them. It doesn't really make sense. We shouldn't have symbols of a war that was fought over states' rights to own slaves to still be standing. And I've had so many people in the conversation when I say that because they don't understand where I'm coming from. And I've gotten to that point over time. It's not where I started. I grew up seeing the flag and not thinking two things about it. But now, through conversations with other people, I see it a lot more clearly now that why in the world would we want to fly that flag in our country if we want to be an inclusive country? If we want people to feel comfortable, I totally equate it to flying the Nazi flag in Germany or anywhere at this time, which I hear thoroughly denounced by almost everybody. But when I've used that logic with somebody and I question them, and in a conversation, I say, what's the difference? I am either ignored, I'm told I'm being ridiculous, I'm blocked, muted on social media for those things from that person who, because they think they're right or they just don't want to hear it. I don't know. But if we can't have a conversation, if we have to get to the point where we block or mute people, if somebody's going to be rude, block or mute people, that's fine. But if somebody is questioning your stance, I don't think that I'm wrong. I've been wrong on things. I was wrong this week on Twitter. And I had a lot of people come back with me with it. And I wasn't valuing somebody else's experience because I was white and they were black. And in a conversation with multiple people over that experience, I realized where I wasn't listening. And he was using from his experience that racism is equivalent to murder. And I can now see that. Obviously, not all racism is equivalent to murder, but racism definitely leads to murder, and murders happen because of racism. Darn tootin'. So I now can see it. But I was like, well, sort of that's a, I was trying to walk around it, not be as harsh. So we have to listen to other people and value their experience and question why, versus putting our experience in that and trying to change, because there's so many points of view in the world, we have to value everybody's. Stay curious.